Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
It is Friday, February 7th. Good morning. I'm Scott Jagow.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. The largest federal investment in St. Louis history could house fewer employees than originally planned.
The new National Geospatial Intelligence Agency headquarters in North City originally announced it would staff over 3,100 employees. However, an NGA spokesperson confirmed to KMOX their employees have been presented the so-called quote-unquote fork in the road offer to resign their position, and in exchange they will receive their salary and benefits through September. The offer is made by the Trump administration in an attempt to shrink the size of the federal workforce. U.S. Congressman Wesley Bell says this offer is dangerous.
Cutting experienced personnel from key agencies like NGA in our district risks both our national security and the stability of communities like St. Louis.
Bell also cautions those considering the offer to be skeptical, saying it might not stand up in court if the offer is a rug pull because the buyout is not approved by Congress. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the buyout. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A missing Ferguson teen is found in St. Louis City with a man accused of sex trafficking her and others. Ferguson Police Captain Tim Harris says she dropped a note giving away personal items, then left. Police tracked her phone, found her and another teen who had been missing for a year, as well as 41-year-old suspect Karan Williams.
In some of his text messages, he was kind of threatening with "don't call the police." And it sounded like he was getting mad at our victim.
Police believe Williams could have as many as 10 additional victims.
We could learn the suspected motive today, but we do know that two men have been arrested in connection with a major K-Squad investigation in St. Clair County. Authorities saying 16-year-old Kingston Todd of Nixa will stand trial as an adult for the murder of DuPo resident Cody Rhodes. This happened Monday. Rhodes' son, 18-year-old Bryce Rhodes of Festus, faces counts of obstruction of justice and unlawful sale of a weapon.
A second strain of bird flu, D1.1, has been detected in at least 4 herds of cows in Nevada. KMOX's Maria Kina breaks down what this all means with a Missouri veterinarian.
Associate Extension Professor Dr. Scott Polk says it's not only fowl contracting the virus, cats have too.
Mostly in cats on dairy farms. The CDC still warns people with their pets if there's any dead bird that they should not let their pets contact any dead birds for a potential transfer.
Polk says the virus loves the mammary gland in cows.
There's actually receptors for it in the mammary gland. One of the first things they noticed when the outbreak began in the dairy farms is that they had some cats that had died. However, that's raw milk. If your pet is consuming pasteurized milk, cooked meat, the cooking or the pasteurization destroys the virus.
Maria Kina, KMOX News.
Well, expect to see some empty desks at your workplace on Monday.
More than 4 in 10 working Americans believe Super Bowl Monday should be a national holiday, but until it is, they're just going to take the day off. HR technology firms UKG and Paycom expect record absenteeism this year. An estimated 22.6 million U.S. employees, surpassing the previous record of 18.8 million in 2023. Another 12.9 million say they'll get to work a little late. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
The evidence suggests the Super Bowl can cause an elevated heart attack risk, especially among at-risk patients.
Washington University sports cardiologist Dr. Mustafa Hussani at Barnes Jewish Hospital says it's a combination of stress mixed with adrenaline. And while he says it's normal for our heart rate to go up during those tense moments watching the game, if your heart rate stays really high and there's no more excitement going on, that's when it's time to go get checked out.
Remembering that this is just a game, and as much as we want our team to win, things will be okay. But a lot of times when people do get anxious, a lot of it is thinking about breathing appropriately through everything, and that's going to kind of help lower the heart rate through proper breathing.
Another way to manage the stress, doctors say, is to walk out of the room at certain times to relieve any stressful feeling you may be having. Also, watch your alcohol intake and try to avoid overeating. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, the Mike Parson Meat Lab is coming to Mizzou. The board of curators voted yesterday to name the new Meat Sciences Lab on the MU campus after the former Missouri governor. The official name of the new building is the Michael L. Parson Meat Science Education and Training Laboratory. That is a mouthful. Parson, as governor, signed bills which sent $35 million to Mizzou to fund the facility.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.